We're down here at Rio Tinto Stadium in the Lions Club. It's media day down here. We got inside the octagon, five questions, me versus a contestant. But first, catching up with Luke Mulholland, RSL midfielder. Luke, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
It's good to see you.
Thank you. You too.
What you been up to? Anything new? Anything interesting?
No, not really. Had a couple of weddings to attend this off-season. Tony Beltran and Devin Sandoval both tied the knot. Not together, but...
Would that be weird if you had two teammates that were married on your team to each other?
No.
No?
That'd be some good banter jokes, though.
Sure.
Tony was on with Bill earlier today and said that Nat Borchers officiated the wedding.
Yeah. That was something.
That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Former teammates, obviously. And obviously, he announced his retirement over the weekend as well. So, it's kind of a fun deal that still, despite the fact that professional sports will cause the sort of diaspora and spread friends and teammates out, that for the important life events, you guys all come back together and collaborate again.
Yeah, like I said, Tony's wedding and Devin's wedding, it's always good to see old faces, and just shows how close the soccer community is.
So you're a vet now, kind of. You're a veteran now. Are you a guy that's taken on a larger role in this team in terms of leading at this point? Or is that something you expect out of yourself in 2017?
Yeah, I expect that. I don't know. I think I'm a mature player and been around the block. It's my seventh professional year now, so yeah, I definitely consider myself a veteran and one of the leaders on this team. So I'm looking forward to the challenges this season.
One of the things we've always talked about with RSL is that, you know, there's like the consistency of the organization. We've had a lot of the same familiar faces. There's, you know, legendary guys in that locker room. And this year there's a little bit of turnover. There's sort of the combination of quality veterans and some fresh young talent, and then sort of your group of guys that bridges that gap. What's that role like, being you're a midfielder, but you're also kind of the middle of the pack in terms of age, veteran status, things like that?
Yeah. To the younger guys, I can only just tell them what I've learned.
Sure.
And then in regards to the older guys, I can keep learning from them. So I think I'm in a great position just to give guidance but keep learning.
So last season wasn't what you guys wanted it to be. No secret about that, obviously. Heading into training camp this year, regular season opener less than a month away. What are the goals for the team, and what are your goals personally?
I mean, at the end of the day, there's only going to be one team that's happy at the end of one season, you know?
Sure.
I think it's just the fashion that we finished last season. The goals dried up, and we obviously stumbled into the playoffs. So I think from the get-go, we want to just start playing good football from the start of the season. Last year, we were getting the results, but not necessarily playing attractive or good football from the get-go. So I think that's our biggest issue right now in pre-season. We're really stripping down all the stuff that we built on, and we're starting again and working from the back and building our way up.
With how well this team played for the first three quarters of the season last year, does that give you guys a lot of confidence knowing you can compete with everybody as long as you put together a full season?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but that's the toughest thing in soccer, football. Like, the seasons are so long, you can be, every team's pretty much going to go through a rough patch, and it's how quickly you can get out of that rough patch. So, we're going to need a full season, and that pretty much always comes down to your squad, not your best 11. That comes down to your 20-man squad, because there's going to be games when you need rotation, and that's when we need our players stepping up and getting as many points as we can when we're not necessarily expected to get points.
We've talked about this a little bit before, but you're from England. Come over here, you're well integrated now into American society. Super Bowl Sunday, a big deal for you?
Yeah, I'm a third American now. I've been here a third of my life. So definitely consider the Super Bowl as a big a big chapter of my weekend.
is there an English equivalent to Super Bowl Sunday? Like,
yeah, the FA Cup.
Okay.
FA Cup final or the Champions League final. There's a bunch, but I don't know. I mean, I don't really pay too much attention to the football season during the regular season because I still haven't got myself a team.
Sure. You can jump on the 49ers bandwagon with me. I'm going to warn you, it's going to be rough
for a good
5 or 6 years. But you won't be accused of being a bandwagon fan, at least.
True.
We're in the dumps.
Like I say, I'm not at that moment in my life yet where I'm settled down in one place where I can be like, all right, I can root for my hometown team. Eventually I will, and I do like to support local teams, so I'll go and support the Utes football and the Utah women's soccer team when they play BYU at their place. I go there, but I still haven't got a team, so I think I'll just keep waiting for just watch the Super Bowl once a year.
When you're watching American football, do you know what you're watching? I mean, have you grasped it fully, or are there still aspects of the game that you don't understand?
No, 9 years later, I grasped, I think anyway.
You've got it down, yeah. Okay.
There's definitely some flags on the field where I'm like, I don't understand that one. But I really enjoyed, I'm sure everyone back home enjoyed the game last night. That was a special one going into overtime. We've never seen that before. So
that was a wild one.
I don't agree with the coin toss rule though.
You don't?
In regards to the fact that they won the coin toss if they get a touchdown straight away, I feel like the other team should have a chance to get a possession for the touchdown.
NFL-style penalty kicks.
We were just talking about that it used to be teams would just win the coin toss and you win overtime because all you had to get was a field goal.
Yeah.
Now they at least make you score a touchdown. A field goal doesn't end it. But still unsatisfying
that's,
for you.
If it was soccer, then that's fine because having the ball at kickoff doesn't really affect anything. But the way that the game was being played, as soon as the Patriots came back and tied it up, you knew they were going to win it because they had the momentum, and momentum in sports is so crucial. And I think it was kind of tough on Atlanta that they didn't get a chance to go down.
Well, NFL, if you're listening, Luke Mulholland wants more of a collegiate style overtime structure in the NFL. I don't know if you have that kind of clout, but we'll pass it on up the.
Yeah,
up
but
the
I appreciate greatness, so I'm happy for Tom Brady.
That's fun to watch. We're obviously very much looking forward to watching the RSL season this year. And are you ready for that marathon? I mean, we've talked about it a lot, how long the season is. You got a month left, and then you're right back into it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a full-time job for me. I'm in season year-round. Even in the off-season, I'm always in the gym. And like yourself, there's, you know, the longer time you take off, the harder it is to get back into a rhythm and be at your best. So I always try and just keep ticking along in the off-season, and I'm already, most of the guys the same boat as me, they're always already ready to just get the game kicked off against Toronto and then just start racking up some points.
That's Luke Mulholland, midfielder for RSL. Thanks for taking the time to sit down with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Luke.